We continue our learning of the Yiddish Mas David ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov Pipitchov Suliyo. We're in Kalim Perach of Dalad Mishnah Test Vav Shlosha Fraklinim Heim. There are three types of gloves. Shel Tzadeh Chaya Va'of Tamei Medras. The gloves of those who hunt wild animals and birds, those are Tamei Medras. What's that? So these are gloves that hunters wear when they're hunting wild animals. So they're hunting birds, a hawk, a falcon. So why are they Tamei Medras? So the answer is because Bar Tanura says, Tamei Medras Fisha Nishan Olav. They're climbing up mountains, the terrain is somewhat challenging, so therefore they're using their hands in order to move around. So they're very often leaning on their hands, and they're wearing these gloves to help them trap. What exactly do they do with these gloves? So he says, Tsuras Yad Shel Or, says the Bar Tanur, it's the shape of the hand, it's a glove. Shenosim Tzayede Ofos Kishetof Simbidein Hof. When they catch the bird, they want to catch the bird in a glove, so they wear these gloves. But as they're running around after them or trying to hunt them down, they will often lean on the rock. That's Tumas Medras because they're using it to lean on. Mishel Chagavim, Tamei Tamei Mates. Middle category. These are gloves that are worn by people who are gathering locusts. You don't have to hunt them down. Bar Tanura says, So why they mekabel tuma? Because people would play. They would take now. These are that made out of leather. So and you put them on your hands. So it's true. There's a base kibble, but it's for your hand. So the answer is because the people who gather locusts would often place the locusts inside the glove. So that way it's used as a receptacle. It's not tumas medrash. So they wouldn't lean on it at all. They wouldn't sit on it certainly. But since they would use it as a clay kibble to put in the locusts from time to time, therefore that Tamei Tamei Mase, the Tumas Maga, second category. The Shel Kayotzim, a glove that's worn by Kayotzim. So that's a debate what that is. Bar Tanura says, Lelakit Kotzim. These are kayotzim, maybe gloves that are used by people who are collecting thorns. So obviously, this is it's being used even though it has a base kibble. Nonetheless, they're there to protect you. So we've had that in the past. If it's to protect you from dirt, to protect you from harm, so therefore that's not considered a kli. It's not mekabel tuma. And then he says, the istigasi shel kayotzim. It's not kotzim, but kayotzim, like our Mishnah has, which are hamiyabshim peres hakayis. That means the summer fruits, the figs, the grapes that are now, you want to dry them out in the sun. Kagona osim grogros vitzimukim, figs, dried figs, and raisins, besadeh. So that's what it means. These are gloves that are worn by those who dry the fruit. That is tohor miklum. Why? Because as we said, they're there to protect. Now, in when it comes to the kotzim, I get it. Those are the thorns. When it comes to the spreading out of the fruit, that's to protect them from the hands getting dirty from the fruit. Because the fruit, as it's drying, can become disgusting. That middle stage, we may know from Masechas Beis, the grogros vitzimukim. Rabbi Shimon, who takes a lenient approach to mukzah, is strict when it comes to the middle stage, where the grapes are up on the fruit and drying out, but they're not exactly grapes, but not raisins just yet. So they're not, you don't want to touch those. You want to wait till they dry completely. And because of that moisture, you want to protect your hands. That's what the gloves are for. Therefore, they don't have the status of a kli. They're tohor miklum. Perek chavdal and mishnah tezayin shalosh sevachosem. There are three types of hair nets. Women wear them over their hair. Kipash and nosim hanashim al roshan, says the Bar Tanura. Asuya kein reshet. It's make like a net. Sheish bo nikavim dakim. There are small holes inside. Three categories. Shel Yalda, Tamei, Tumas Medras. The one of a Yalda, a young girl, is Tamei, Tumas Medras. Apparently, she would not only wear it on her head, but she would sit on it when it wasn't worn. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's exactly the Chiddush here. He says, V'yesh b'din zeh ribusa gadol of Anuz de Shel Yalda, Metamei Medras. You would think someone's wearing something on the hair, they wouldn't want to sit on it, put it on the ground and sit on it. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that the svacha, the hair net of a young girl, is tamei tumas medras because she would sit on it. Shel zikena, the hair net of an older woman, Tamea, Tamei Mase. So that she wouldn't sit on. She'd maybe know better. Doesn't want to get it dirty. But nonetheless, it has Tumas Mase. It does have the status of a kli. And Bar Tanura says, Maasel mochichad aleh she'en arui elishiv. It's very clear from the way she acts with her with this hairnet that she's not. It's not right. Or maasel, the way you make it, it makes is proven. It's very clear that it's not. Oh, it's not fit for yeshiva. What is not fit for yeshiva? Apparently, it's made from material that's uncomfortable, very stiff material. And therefore, you wouldn't want to sit down on it. It wouldn't be comfortable. Or maybe it was something that she's just because she's an older woman and she understands has more maturity than the younger girl. That it's not something you should be sitting on. Nonetheless, the Bar Tanur quotes a Tosefta. The Tosefta time the exact opposite. Shel Zekena Tamei Medrash. In fact, it is the hair of the older woman is Tamei Medrash. She'ena Makpedes Aleo. She's not particular about it. Upami Meshves Aleo. There are times she will sit on it. Vishel Yalda. But a younger girl. Shemak pedes al keleha, who's more particular about her clothing, ena yoshevas aleha, would not sit down, ulechein tamei tamei meis. Okay, so Tosefta has the exact opposite of the Mishnah. I guess it depends on the women. Are the older women more makpid on getting their hairnet dirty and would not sit on it, like our Mishnah assumes? Or is it the yalda, the younger girl, who is more makpid? Then the Mishnah says, v'shel yotzeis lachutz, the hairnet of one that goes out, literally, tohor miklum. That's not tamei at all. Why is that? So the Bar Tanura here says, sudar, it is some type of cloth of hair, cover, shenos demanashim al roshan kshayotzis lachutz. When they're going out of the house, so they put this on their head. So this is tohor miklum, because this is just a protection. You want, it's going to rain outside, my hair's going to get ruined. Okay, so you wear it for that. Maybe there was a hair covering the hairnet. Besides that, that was over, but this like a hood. So that is something that is just for protection, and we said something just for protection, whether it be from rain or dirt or whatever it may be, that is, or thorns. So in the previous Mishnah, that is tahora miklum. However, the Bar Tanur says, v'yesh mefarshim, yotzeis lachutz has another connotation. Yotzeis hachutz targum zona, nafkas bara. Take a look, when we have the word zona in Bereishis Lamedal, another place in the Chumash also, the Aramaic translation is nafkas bra, a woman who goes outside. So yotzeis lachutz is the Hebrew equivalent of the word zona. So kolomar svachos shel zonos, these hairnets of the zonos, the prostitutes, are considered tahora miklum. Why? Lefi einon chashuvos kli. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains this further. He says that's actually the Ravid's interpretation of this Mishnah, and that is b'nei she'nikaveha gidolim ve'enam kli. The hairnet of the zonos, of the prostitutes, apparently had these openings. The nets had openings that were so wide, and therefore wouldn't have the status of a kli at all. And then the Bar Tanur then quotes a third interpretation. So first is, okay, a suda that women wear outside to protect them from the rain. The other is that it's a hairnet that women, so protection, of course, is not makabel tuma. That's why tahor miklum. Or maybe it's that of zonos. Of zonos, the openings in the hairnet are so large, therefore it doesn't have the status of a kli. And pirush acher, svachos, shenikru. What do you mean yotzei slachos? These are svachos, these are hairnets that were ripped somewhat. Varov se'ar ha'isha yotzei lachutz. Ah, v'shel yotzei slachutz doesn't mean that the woman is going out with it, or that she's a zona, she always goes out, nafkas bara, she goes outside. But rather, yotzei slachutz, it's a hairnet where the hair comes out. Because it's so torn, it's so ripped. Varov se'ara isha yotzei slachutz. Most of the hair of the woman is yotzei slachutz. She'ein on mekablos rov se'ara osha shalisha. It can't even hold in most of the hair of the woman. So that's understandable why that is tahora miklum.